Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Rachel Ray Johnson, business consultant, trainer, and coach of Creative Inc. LLC. Welcome, Rachel, and thank you for your experience and expertise.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, great. Well, thank you. So I'm so excited. We got an opportunity to network and bond, and I'm just loving this.
You and me both. I'm so happy to be here and participate. Thanks again.
You are so welcome. All right, I'm going to get right to the questions. The first question is, what is the key element in strategy consulting?
Okay, so there are three elements that I like to share when people ask me about strategic consulting, because it's not just strategic consulting. Once you get to know me, especially since Creative Inc. is not what you think it is. As a matter of fact, I spell it with a K.
Right.
So I'm a little unique. It's innovative strategic consulting. So there are the main element is actually creativity.
Okay.
When we start off in life, we are creative. Creativity is a part of who we all are. It's the way we all start off about thinking about life, breaking down our thought elements and our methodology. But somewhere along the road, we become so systematic that we forget about that creative element. But in business, it really is what makes the individual successful. So then we have to relearn forward thinking, which is foresight. And then we add that to strategy, which is planning and implementation, so that we get that focused growth. So those are the three elements that make me successful with creative and innovative strategy consultant. So it's my ability to be able to take the big picture and the smallest details to help me help business leaders develop insight into tomorrow's customers and then leverage that for future opportunity.
Ooh, I was not expecting that. I got exactly what I asked for. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Well, yeah, I kind of had to answer that a couple of times.
Yes, but I loved it because what you said was really key. Especially as children, we are creative. We think of things and things, you know, I even know with my grandchildren, the things that they create, the things they do and experiments and trying this. And it's just like they just think outside the box naturally.
Yeah, and if I can help anybody, don't make them color in the lines. I was that why child. So whenever somebody would tell me, you know, well, natural hair color are these colors, natural skin color are these colors, stay within the lines. The next thing I did as a child was, why? And most adults can't answer that question. Well, it's that same inquisitive nature that allows me to do what I need to do in business, because you can't do cookie cutter when it comes to future opportunity and leveraging that to what you do today in order to answer tomorrow's question. And that's what makes us stay on the cusp of what we need to do to either grow or scale in business that keeps us relevant.
Okay, I like that. Okay, great. Okay, now the next question is, how does evolution coaching work?
Now, this is what I do on a more personable level. Same thing for the business. But this is where I actually get to deal with the leaders within the business because they are the heartbeat of the business. So when I am working on innovative strategies for the business at whole, the organizational development piece, there's still that organizational behavior that we have to address. So I get to work sometimes one-on-one or small group sessions with the leaders or some entrepreneurs who know that they want to go into business, but they want to go in with tomorrow's mindset. So this actually allows me to identify high potential opportunities for growth and change along with the client so we can rectify some misaligned ideas as they pursue the groundbreaking ideas that they have that will allow them to project growth. And then that way, they may not need me as much once they start to do what they do, cross their T's and dot their I's.
This is
doing what I do for the company at large, but on a smaller scale, working with individuals or small groups.
I'm sorry. No, something you said growth and change. That's really key. I mean, a lot of it, but growth and change in itself. Now, I don't want to cut you off, but the next question kind of leads into, and you might be able to elaborate, like, do you believe that organizations are more open to make change than entrepreneurs? So if you can continue, but also kind of sum that up too.
I think that when it comes to individuals or senior management, that whenever they identify an issue or a situation or a challenge that needs to be resolved, that the opportunity presents itself. So I can't necessarily say that one is more open than the other.
Okay.
It's usually wherever the ouch is. So whenever we realize that there's a pain, then we definitely want to find out where the resolution is.
Okay.
So
I
wouldn't say that there is a particular type that would look for me more than the other. There is a particular need that would require my services. So I don't see more individuals than I see companies. So it is more so the need. So when we realize that there's opportunity for challenge, opportunity for growth, that's where they're looking for the solution architect. How do I draft a specific solution to this real world problem?
Okay, I see. So it's more customized, basically, based on the need.
Yes, and that's when they realize it's valuable to have a third party in there working with the team we already have in place, or the accountability that the individual needs to help me systematically figure out step by step what I need to do.
Okay.
So I
okay.
wouldn't be able to say that it is more so individuals or more so companies that are reaching for this, especially where we are today. Those of us who found ourselves in the midst of this pandemic without a contingency plan, not understanding where our resiliency is, realize I was more unprepared for challenge than I thought I was. And it wasn't too late to hit the ground running, but this happened for both individuals and companies. And unfortunately, those who had to close their doors or those who could not hit the ground running were those who didn't realize that they needed to have a change agent in place.
I see. Okay, I like that. And I just like what you just said, a change agent. Because a lot of us, you know, it's like it's business as usual, and they get comfortable. And I know at times they say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But sometimes you still have to be prepared and look ahead regardless to have a plan. So I love that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Recipes the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Greetings. I am Sandra Chain. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Recipes to Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Rachel Ray Johnson. I'm going to continue with the questions. Now, my next question would be, can you share with us your sleep challenge?
My sleep challenge, yes.
Yes.
Now, I don't mind being professionally transparent because I think it would be helpful, especially those who have this particular condition. I have a mental health challenge. I was actually diagnosed as manic depressive or bipolar. And for our culture and community, especially for women of color, and I also am a very spiritual person. So for someone who has a strong faith, I have the trifecta. We don't necessarily want to admit that we have a mental health issue because we don't want the stigma or the shame that comes with it, or the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention being a woman of color, I want people to see me as powerful. And having my own business, I want that you to see me as a leader, professional, being able to handle myself in my industry, and a woman of faith. I can pray this away and I can stand on my faith and it will be okay. At the height of my mental health, it was very challenging for me, and I was misdiagnosed. I was actually diagnosed as acute depression because, quite frankly, when I'm manic, I am at the top of my game. I don't need as much sleep, or at least that's what my mind will tell me. Mm-hmm. And I am at my most creative because all synapses are on go, and I don't know from the outside looking in what the perception is. And one of the things I tell my clients, one of the things I tell my mentees is perception is reality and reality is truth. And my truth is I am at my best when I am in a manic fit. However, when I am in a hypomanic fit, what happens is I suffer from insomnia. I can get 2-3 hours of sleep and feel like that's all I need, until what happens is my support system is my adult son. He'll start to say the other shoe is going to drop, because I'll take on everything and do everything, and my body is tired. My mind will start to get tired, and I can't be as effective. But the next part of that is, if I'm in a depressive spiral, I am lethargic. I can't seem to make connection. I can't seem to think through what's happening, and it's beyond woe is me. It is, nothing seems to go the way I need it to go. I'm touching things twice. I can't seem to think through this fog. And you would think that with laying around or being unable to really get up high energy, that you could rest. But it's a restlessness, so I'm not really getting quality rest. And I'm also not being effective in my day. So it is a mental illness, a mental dis-ease that can really rob somebody who is not only trying to be productive, who is a leader in industry and responsible not only for my business, but others' businesses, it can really be crippling. So that is definitely a sleep challenge. So when talking with you, it was very important for me in this level of my career, of my business, to when given this opportunity to share, because I don't know how many other persons may find themselves here, and I wanted to be transparent, because there is another side of this where we can be productive, where there is where there is a way of reaching top revenue and still being in control.
Right. Yes. Now, the thing about it is, and thank you so much for being transparent and being truthful, because even if someone is not suffering from the same thing or challenge, they might know someone else. But not only that, maybe for people who don't have that challenge, maybe they will start to respect and appreciate sleep a lot more. Because, because at times we just take it for granted. And sometimes we can cause our own problems at times, but it's different when you challenge with it. But look at what you're doing, that you able to manage it, you able to still be successful. Because, like you said, at times the stigma, people just assume and think you're not able to function. But that is not the case at all. Not the case at all. So that's another reason why I think it's important to show it, that you are not your discomfort, just because that's what your type, that's what they say that you have. That doesn't stop you or prevent you from being successful and doing what you need to do, just not for yourself, but also the community and the people that you, serve. So I am proud of you. And I always have said that and will continue to say that, because that says that speaks volume as far as the quality of the person that you are and what you have to give. So that says a lot. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, the other part of it is, how do you manage it? Like, is there anything that you do to help them manage?
There are actually a lot of things that I do. The first thing I did was I had to stop denying it. I knew something was wrong. And like I said, the mania is not what drove me to seek help. It was the depression. It was what I call a spiral, getting to the point where I could not motivate myself to move for these moments that turned into longer and longer bouts of what I consider to be ineffective because of the things that I was responsible for and the things that I aspired to do. So that was the that was the first thing, was I had to stop denying that something was wrong.
Right,
the second
right.
thing is I needed to seek help. I needed to be able to say, just like I help other people, there's someone out there that has what I need to help me so that I can continue to do what I do well and continue to do even better to get to the places I aspire to be. It's not, you know, help is not a dirty word.
No,
and I'm still learning that there are places and points where I need to ask for help and people who are capable and willing to help me. Now, there are moments when I get my feelings hurt because there's somebody who is capable of helping me and for whatever reason not available. That's okay. Move on. There's still someone who's capable and willing.
Mm-hmm.
And getting understanding and getting help, then it forced me to be aware of my triggers and the moment when I was about to be triggered and what that meant. And sleep was one of those things. So
right.
when I got to a place where my son would say, okay, the other shoe is going to drop, that meant I was doing too much. So it's
okay.
time to delegate. It's time to outline. It's time to chunk. Because just like I tell somebody else, do this much and set a deadline, do this much and set a deadline. No matter how manic I may be and think I can take on the world, I need to set up these schedules and systems for myself.
Right.
Which also means I had to make myself accountable. So I sought out therapy. And when I found a schedule that works for me. I found a therapist that could work around my training schedule, that could work around my coaching schedule, my consulting. She works around my schedule, which means I had to be able to trust her and be upfront with her with everything I'm doing and everything I'm trying to do, and then worked out a way to schedule out when we talk, how we talk, and what happens if I need to have an emergency conversation with you. This is what
right.
we do if I have to have an emergency conversation. And this worked for me. And I had to be honest with my doctors. This is how I feel when I'm manic. This is how I feel when I'm depressed. And medication therapy doesn't work for everybody, but that
right.
was something we needed to talk about. So we talked about that. We talked about exercise because my schedule sometimes, there is a prime time for me to rest and sit still. There's a prime time for me to sleep and an amount of hours that are good for me. Sometimes I can't get that. So what we learned was there are good times for me to physically exercise.
Right.
So if I can physically exercise during these certain times of the day, then that's enough to make my mind active enough that I can slow my mind down and my body active enough that I am getting all of that energy out.
Right.
Because my mind chemically doesn't work the way, quote unquote, a normal mind may work. And please, everyone know that normal is whatever you are.
Right.
But there
yes.
is a guideline that we have to go by to try to find what works for us. So according
right.
to this guideline, these are how we found the things that work for me because this is my normal. And in doing this, this is how I now make sure that I'm as effective as I need to be to show up as the solution architect and to make
yes.
sure that when I come into a area with a business, into a room with an audience or with an individual, I can help them to be their most successful self while I am continuing to be my most successful self. And then I know that this may sound cliche, but I watch what goes into my body. Now, does that mean I don't stop and get some Haagen-Dazs? The devil is a liar. But I am very careful about what I do. As a matter of fact, I have a colleague that I declare this man can eat whatever he wants to eat. And the other day we were talking, and I think he had Krispy Kreme twice that day. And if I could have reached through the phone, I probably would have plucked his nose. But I can't do all that sugar.
Right, right.
But
yes.
I still will get me some sugar in. But I'm very particular about what I will intake because I know how that might throw me off for the week.
Right, right. Yes, yes. Well, Raisha, I really appreciate you sharing that, and I must share something too, because now I haven't been diagnosed with it, but I know I used to get stressed a whole lot easily. And then also I noticed anxiety. And then the thing about it, but I know what bothers me, or I know how to eliminate it. It's almost like if something stressed me out, I just won't do it, or I'll just stop. Or if I get frustrated, I'll get frustrated and I get a headache, I can't think, I feel dizzy. And so it's just like, okay, well, let me just step away from it and then come back later or find someone else who can do it because I just can't get this. So I understand, and I know what helps me is planning things out and organizing. I've never been a procrastinator, and I don't go to the last minute because that do stress me out. I don't do well under pressure. And everybody's different. You know what, like you said, we have our own normal. And that's the reason why we are creative, because we all unique and different. That doesn't mean that I'm any worse off or you are. It's just we are different, and that's okay. And so, you know, and I realized that, okay, things stress me out. I get easily stressed. I get anxiety. So what can I do to avoid that as much as I can? And so preparing and just knowing that and accepting it, it's okay. And so I definitely thank you so much for that. Once again, thank you for staying with Resley's The Revenue. We'll be right back.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Raishel Ray Johnson. Raishel, thank you so much for your honesty, being authentic, just being true, and just sharing with us your challenges, and your challenges can help someone else. Same way I'm sure what I share will help with someone else. So it's not always about us, but helping others along the way, and maybe others will look and see, you know, is this something I need to deal with? Or whether it's them, it could be somebody else. So I really want to thank you so much for your time and your patience. And at this time, I would love for you to share how someone can contact you and support you.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can reach me at creative, that's creativeinkllc.com. Of course, that is https www. Or you can email me, rjohnson@creativeinkllc.com, same spelling. Now, I'm also available on social media. You can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. On Facebook, it would be Creative Inc. LLC, same spelling. Now, Instagram is a little bit different. It's going to be a dot right after Creative, a dot right after Inc., and a dot right after LLC. And I don't know why, but it wants to see a backslash after the LLC, or for some reason, it won't come up. And of course, I'm also on LinkedIn as Rachelle, R-A-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, Ray Johnson. And if I could, I just wanted to share with everyone that I also have a new digital TV program, Creative Insight, that's powered by international leadership speaker Sean Fair and the Fair Consulting Group. That's going to be viewable on Stage Plus, and you can see that it should debut, well, it will debut in October on Roku and Google Chrome. So if you connect with me, then all of the hyperlinks will be there so that you can see me there. And I would love to connect with you and be friends on any of my social platforms.
Great. Thank you. And if anyone would like to reach out to me, the best way is my website, which is DonettaDMooring.com. And that's spelled DonettaDMooring. And of course, the same way, https://www. And then always, sleep heals.